about the fence.
All right.
Oh, I can tell you a lot about that.
Tell us about the way you got through the depression. I believe you worked just part-time, didn't you, during the depression?
No, I didn't work part-time. I had a full-time job. About 3 years prior to the start of the depression, I left the AT&T company and went in business for myself, which didn't turn out so well. And in the meantime, I took a job as telegraph operator in the relay office at Greensboro in order to help out on expenses. And after we saw that the business couldn't make a go of it, so I sold it out, and or rather I closed it out, and gave my full time to the working with the railroad. And on account of my previous experience, I was taken on a regular man and given a regular assignment in the telegraph office there. And when the depression got worse, that is at the lowest point, my job was cut off at the at the telegraph office in Greensboro, and just before they told me that my job was going to be cut off, the general superintendent of communications for the Southern in Washington called me on the telephone and told me that he just had to cut the job off, but that he had a job in Charlotte, a new job, as a printer operator, that is, operating a teletype machine, and that if I would go down and learn the work on that job, that I would be taken on, and that it would be permanent and no one could take the job away from me on account of seniority and so forth, because it was on a new seniority list. I went down, and in about 4 weeks I could handle the job all right, and would go from Greensboro to Charlotte and back every day to do the work, but I didn't move to Charlotte for about a year on account of I expected to be put back on the job at Greensboro, and the Greensboro job paid about 25% more than the job in Charlotte as a printer operator. And So I stayed on in Charlotte in that way for about a year, after which time I moved to Charlotte. We already had a home there that we started paying for some time before that, and we moved into that house. And although I wasn't making very much, everything was relatively low price back in those days, and we got along very well. One incident that is indicative of what was going on in the way of labor back in those days. One of the men that I worked with in Greensboro came through Charlotte when I was on this teletype job. And he'd been down to Columbia I asked him where he'd been and so forth, and he said he'd been down to Columbia looking for work. And I said, well, how you getting on, King? He says, well, I'm not doing so well.
What was his full name?
King,
K-I-N-G. What was the man's full name?
His name was, I forgot what his first name was. His name was K-I-N-G, King.
King, all right.
I says, how you getting on, King? He says, well, we're doing pretty well. He had three or four children and a wife in Greensboro. And he says, I've been out trying to look for work and so forth. And says, we're getting along pretty well. Says, we have beans twice a day, but I reckon we could have beans three times a day, but I don't like beans but twice a day.
Well, I see. All right, thank you.